In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. The scripture says, the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith. Do you need to have your faith increased? Well, Jesus said this, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would say to this tree, be uprooted and be thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. Do you have the faith of a mustard seed? I tell you, many years ago, way before I was a priest, I was walking into the Holy Redeemer Church in the chapel, and I was having a very difficult day. And I said to Jesus, I need the faith of a mustard seed, and I'm planting it now. I'll never ask you for it again. I tell you, that faith has grown. Faith is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it withers away. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My faith is in his blood. My faith is in the baptism that I experienced when I was a baby, and now I'm living it out in the name of Jesus by faith. Do you have the faith of a mustard seed? If not, just ask him for it and plant it in your heart. And as you read the scriptures, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as you read the scriptures, I tell you, it's time for us to grow in faith. Oh, yes, it's time for us to grow in faith. That means we will be persecuted. That is the cross that Jesus promises us. Today, in foreign nations, people will die for the sake of Jesus Christ. They will give their lives over because they will not abandon the person of Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? We in America have it so easy, and yet so many people have fallen away. So many people who once were on fire have fallen away. Maybe that's you today. You have fallen away. And God wants to do something new in you, to you, and through you. Oh yes, God wants to do something new in you, to you, and through you. Will you allow him to do it? Will you allow the Lord to do something in you, to you, and through you? Because our hope is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our hope is in Jesus who gave himself on the cross and who was buried and who rose from the dead. Our hope is in the living Christ risen from the dead. I'm looking at John 12. 6 days before the Passover, I tell you, the Passover in Jerusalem, the city swells with people. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, there's a saying when you greet people, let's say we greet people now in the name of Jesus, next year we'll be in Jerusalem. They always hope to be in Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. You know what? The disciples passed over from death to life through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany. Remember? Bethany is the place where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. After being in the tomb 4 days, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead, there they gave a dinner for him. Guess who's going to be serving? Martha. Oh, yes. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table. Oh, I wonder what he saw when he was dead. I wonder what he went through as he died. I wonder if I was at that table, I would say to Lazarus, what was it like when you were dead? What did you see? Who did you see? What did you feel? I tell you, those are the questions I would ask Lazarus. Lazarus was one of those at the table with Jesus. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointing Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. I tell you about this nard, this pound of nard. You have to break the alabaster jar in order to get into the perfumed nard. Oh yes, you have to break it, because all of it's going to be put on Jesus. All of it's going to be put on Jesus. Let's listen. And she wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Oh, many times at Holy Rosary, we had the smells of perfume, flowers. There were no flowers on the altar. But yet, as we praised the Lord, we experienced the smell of beautiful flowers. Oh, yes. Sometimes roses. Oh, yes. Sometimes roses. I remember once on St. Patrick's Day, it smelled like a bar room. You know that dead smell? And the Lord was saying, I am helping people to give up drink. I am healing people of alcoholism. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's Jesus. He knows how to do things. That's why we need to be at his feet like Mary was. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray Jesus, said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? Judas didn't care about the poor. He held the wallet. He held the money. And he used to help himself to it. Oh, yes. He said this not because he cared about the poor, because he was a thief and he kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said to Judas, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Let her do what she's doing. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. Oh, in the spirit we have Jesus, but we do not have the glorified body of Jesus with us. The glorified body of Jesus is at the Father's right hand right now. And what do you think he's doing? He's interceding for you. Your prayer partner is Jesus Christ interceding for you. Today is the feast of the Holy Rosary. Oh, yes, that powerful prayer, when said with devotion, can knock the devil out completely. That beautiful prayer of praise to God. Today, the joyful mysteries, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of the Lord, the presentation of the Lord in the temple, and the finding of the Lord in the temple when he was 12 years old. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus. Oh, yes, everyone's interested. It went all around Jerusalem that someone who was dead 4 days and his body should have been rotting was raised from the dead by the prophet Jesus. He's more than a prophet. He's the Son of God. He's the power of the Father's Son. He is the Lord. They also came to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, because he is the symbol of Jesus' power. He's been raised from the dead. He does not have a new glorified body. He's been resuscitated from the dead, raised from the dead. And who did it? Jesus did it by the power of his name. Since it was on account of him, Lazarus, that many of the Jews were deserting and believing in Jesus. So yes, in the tomb 4 days, Martha said, "He stinketh." Jesus said, "If you only believed, you'd see the glory of God." And Jesus called out to Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth." And the man came forth bound with cloths. And he said to the people around him, "Unbind him." How we need to unbind each other in the name of Jesus. We had a terrible accident in Winthrop yesterday. 2 people died, and we pray for them. We pray for their families. Someone who was intoxicated had an accident with their car, and 2 of them died. That morning when they woke up, never thought they would be in the presence of God, face to face. Oh God, would you have mercy on them? Would you let your mercy flow to them, and through them? The next day, after Jesus was anointed by Mary, the next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival of Passover heard that it was Jesus coming into Jerusalem. So what do you think they do? They took branches of palm trees and set out to meet Jesus, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Oh yes, they shouted these things. They shouted them, and then 5 days later, the ones who shouted them, many of them saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified after the cross and into the resurrection, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. Oh yes, this is a miracle. Everyone's buzzing around the name of Jesus. 5 days later, they're going to crucify him. How fickle the human heart is. What has Jesus done for you today? I'm going to tell you what he did for me. I couldn't open the church today. The key wouldn't go in. And the second I said, "Lord, would you help me?" the key went in and I opened the church. You say, "But that's foolish." No, that's God. It didn't happen until I asked for his help. You know, you've got to ask for his help in the things that you need. You don't only just do things. You ask for his help. And after he gives you help, what do? "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing this for me. Thank you for helping me this morning. Praise your holy name. Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord." It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went out to meet him. Not to meet him, why? They want to be near the person who raises people from the dead. I tell you, this is God doing these things through Christ. Oh, yes, He is the Lord. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. He is the Son of God. The Pharisees then said to one another, You see, you can do nothing. You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after Him. And they were jealous because their empty words meant nothing. But when Jesus spoke, even the dead came out of the tomb. So people start to follow Jesus and give their life to Him. But you see, they're fickle. They're fickle. 5 days later, they're going to crucify Him. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival of Passover were some Greeks. It's interesting that the Greek philosopher didn't care about Plato, but cared about the teaching of Plato. What do these Greeks say? They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to Philip, Sir, we want to see Jesus. I'm going to tell you, that's what your husband is saying in his heart. I want to see Jesus. That's what the people outdoors are saying. We want to see Jesus. Oh, yes. They don't even know they're saying that. But when they see Jesus, they say, yes, this is what we want. We want to see Jesus. He has come to help me. He has come to save me. He has come to give me new life. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told, guess who? Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus, and Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. What is the glorification of Jesus? On the cross and in the resurrection. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains but a single grain of wheat. Jesus is that grain of wheat that went into the ground and died. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The grain of wheat that died bears much fruit. You're part of that fruit today. I'm part of that fruit today. It's all about fruit. It's all about fruit. Jesus is looking for fruit, but I wonder what we're looking for. Are we looking for more money? Are we looking for things, the kingdom of kingdom? What are we looking for? What are you looking for? Sir, I want to see Jesus. That's my heart. I want to hear Jesus. I want to love Jesus. I want to see Him. I need Him. I can't do without Him. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, that where I am, there will be my servant also. I hope that I'm with Jesus, wherever He is, whatever He's doing. I remember at Milton Hospital, there was an image that formed on one of the windows that was of the Blessed Virgin, and we knew that God was calling us there to hand out cassettes on how to have your life changed by giving your life to Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How God used that image to bring people to Jesus Christ. The Father will honor whoever serves me. Do you know, if you serve Jesus, the Father honors you? Do you know that today? The Father honors you if you serve Jesus. Who are you serving today? Your heart is crying out, we want to see Him. We want to see Jesus. But who are you serving today? I want to serve Jesus. I want to praise Jesus. I want to thank Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. Now my soul is troubled, Jesus says. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour, the hour of crucifixion? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. It is for this reason that I've come to this hour. What do I say? Father, glorify your name. See, Jesus is all about the Father. Glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said it was an angel that spoke to Jesus. But Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not my sake. Now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world, the enemy, Satan, will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth on the cross, I will draw all men unto myself. Again, I've never heard anyone preach this word that I will, when I'm lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people unto myself, all men, women, and children to myself, from Adam and Eve until the last person is born in this world. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die on the cross. The crowd answered him, we have heard from the law that Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? My gosh, they don't understand. They don't understand. Who is this Son of Man? Jesus said to them, the light is with you. He is the light of the world. For a little longer, walk while you have the light, so that darkness may not overtake you. Oh, who is the light? Jesus is the light of the world. And what does he call us to be? The light of the world. Oh, yes. Our light is borrowed light, like the moon is borrowed light from the sun. But Jesus is the source of light. He has light at his very source. He is the light of the world. If you walk in the darkness, you will not know where you are going. While you have the light, Jesus, believe in the light. I am believing in Jesus as the light of the world, so that you may become children of light. Are you a child of light? Do you believe in Jesus? Have you given your life to him? Do you know that he is the light of the world? Do you know that he wants to fill you with light? After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid himself from them. Although he had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him. Like, what else could he do? He cured the blind. He healed the woman at the well. The lepers were cured by the word of God when he spoke it. What else did he have to do? They still don't believe in him. They still don't believe in him. You say, well, if Jesus did these things, I tell you, I would believe in him. I tell you, so many people have been healed at Holy Rosary. And you know what? So few people have come back to thank God. Healing is to bring us to Jesus. I know so many people have been healed at Holy Rosary when we pray for the sick. But so few have come back to thank God. This was to fulfill the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Lord, who has believed our message? Have you believed the message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And so they could not believe, because Isaiah also said, he has blinded their eyes and burdened their heart, so that they might not look with their eyes and understand with their heart, and turned, and I would heal them. Call on Jesus today to heal you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The days of glory are coming from 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th of November. 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of November. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.